This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of deep summer. It's the first full week of the buzzing cicada moon and the fourth week of the sun in Cancer. This week, the Earth is wavering. It's balancing in its mid-year pause, vacillating between the high, excited birdsong of spring and early summer and the rhythmic, rasping chanting of late summer's katydids and crickets. And I wait in this quiet, expectant, in-between space, the third week of July on the 194th day of the year, as the great pull of the sun reaches its limit and the season sways on the edge of the sky, then breaks apart among all the spent petals of the garden, folds into the darkening foliage of deep summer and the decaying strata of April and May and June. I look for cheer and sense and meaning in old details, withered leaves and spent flowers, and I list the history of events around me coming to terms with loss in its teaching. My favorite lessons have been bloodroot and hepatica and red quince and mock orange, iris and daisies, strawberries, raspberries, cardinal song, robin song, mourning dove song, favorites that have receded back into the year. But when I turn the listing upside down, where the past is still to come, my nostalgia goes away. The cycles are bound together, closed and tight, says the history of the birds and the flowers and the berries. Whatever is taken comes back again. Nothing leaves the circle or is left behind. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of deep summer. In the meantime, as July brings so many changes to the landscape, remember the days of spring and early summer. They'll be back again.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.